Kirby and Josh. Yeah, that's it. Tuesday. Interesting stuff off air. Can't talk about it right now. Got yelled at by an anti-vaxxer, but...
people have their views.
That's true.
I won't lie. By the end of it, though, he was quite relaxed, and I think his views were swayed a little bit. He was more accepting to hearing what we had to say.
That's right.
I think which was quite nice.
Sometimes people just want to be heard, don't they?
Just want to have a chat. Just want to have a chat.
But enough from that. We launched our petition for the big thing. Please sign it if you're listening to this. krock.com.au.
Also had the biggest, I'm going to say the biggest D supporter from Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Definitely the Surf Coast.
For sure.
He is a great bloke.
A man lives in Janjuk. What he did to his house to celebrate for the D's is awesome. Mostly what he did to the chimney. That's my favourite part about it. And then the marathon facts that I'm still, one of them's, you know, I don't know if you can count it.
That is so mean, because if you did that at that age, you would want everyone to applaud you. You'd want it to be on a billboard.
Nah,
and for this guy, you've just ruled him off.
Yeah, he can walk a long way. Good on him.
Oh, Josh.
You can listen to it right now on the podcast. Enjoy. Big week, Herbie, obviously. D's taking on the Bulldogs this Saturday night.
So excited for this.
Now, you might have seen recently a photo in the Geelong Addy of a house that basically looks like a Melbourne jumper. It's got the red V and the blue on it.
It's incredible. It is got to be one of the best houses to look at this week if you are a D supporter.
That's right. It belongs to probably the Surf Coast biggest D's fan. His name is Steve Bond. He lives in Janjuk. Steve, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Take it you're a D supporter?
A D supporter, please. Absolutely. We bleed red and blue.
Oh, wow. So when did you think I'm going to paint the house? Was it always planned if you made the grand final, or is this just spur of a moment decision after the game?
It's a very funny story, because we own two houses here. We own the house next door as well. And my wife and I were out one day with nothing to do, and we were blasting the driveway. You may have seen an inset picture there. It's got something about, you know, the blue, go the D's, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. So she's used her Kartra and done that. And I thought, I reckon it could be bigger than this, you know. I reckon we could do something with the house next door. So I looked at the house and I was going to paint it black. I was going to paint it blue, red, blue. Yeah. And my wife, far more artistic than me, said, no, we're going to do better than that. We're going to put a red V on it. So it became a bit of an architectural thing in the end of the day, a bit of artistry. And so we've gone forwards. And then, if you like, we won. I got so excited. I saw the chimney. I thought, oh, there's got to be something going on that chimney. So I've gone down to the local printer around here, and he's whipped up on a bit of Corflute board for me that picture of Maxie. So it all sort of grew from a bit of cartering on the nature strip or the driveway across to what it is. So,
wow. That's awesome.
It is beautiful. You said it's a piece of art. It definitely is, if you are a D supporter, for sure. Was it hard
We're mad D supporters.
Yeah. Was it hard to pick Gorn to have on the chimney, or were you tossing up any other names?
No, only Gorn. I mean, really, I mean, he is both our captain, our spiritual leader, and truly, he is the man who deserves to hold that premiership cup up. Now, it was only ever going to be Gorny. And you could everyone knows exactly who it is. You could put another picture up and people would go, oh, well, he's just another Melbourne footballer. Mm. But Max Gorn, I think everybody who follows AFL football knows exactly what Max Gorn looks like. And he really is. He's an inspiration to a lot of us.
Has this excitement been bottling up for the last, 50 years?
That's why 69 years. Nearly 69. It's been coming for 60-odd years. I said to the lass yesterday, I went to the 88 grand final and we were wiped by Hawthorn. Yeah. I then went to the 2000 thinking, well, we're half a chance here, and Essendon wiped us at that game. So it's been coming for a long, long time. This is the best team that I can remember in my living memory. We truly are, from our forwards to our backs, our mids, fantastic. And we really are. I think we're better than a 50-50 chance, but you're always 50-50 on the day.
So Steve, if it is the best team that you've seen, how much are they going to beat the Doggies by?
How much are we going to beat the Doggies by? I reckon there won't be three goals in it. I'm hoping at three-quarter time we're up by three and we win by three. I don't think it's going to be a walkover as we did against Geelong, or the Doggies did against Port Adelaide. I think it'll be a three-goal game. And I'm hoping it's a three goal in our favour.
What do your neighbours think?
Well, the neighbours don't have much to say in it. I'm a neighbour on one side, and the bloke on the other side, well, unfortunately, I don't know who he barracks for, but he now understands that I barrack for the D's. The street love it, though. It's actually been a bit of a joke in the street. You know, the street, it's only a very small street. There'd only be 20 houses in the street, and basically people have really enjoyed it.
And if you win, is the paint staying? Is this going to be a forever D's home?
Well, that I'm not quite sure about. We'll wait and see. We'll wait. Let's at least win the grand final.
Yes.
We'll check in with you after that. But thank you once again for your time. It's awesome. Thank you.
No, our pleasure. Thank you.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Running a marathon, Josh, it's an achievement. It is an achievement.
It's a lot of running.
It is 42.2. Oh. Your half is 22, which still is...
22 is a lot still, isn't
it? Take a bow.
It's a long way. Well, it's about like the Surf Coast Trek, I think. Basically about 40. It's a marathon.
It's bonkers.
I walked and I struggled.
Now, for one guy over in Bristol, he decided to sign up for just the 10K.
That's a good amount. You know, you're not doing too much damage to your joints.
And it's achievable if you haven't trained too much.
That's right, exactly.
That's what you're thinking of, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You're going, which one could I maybe get across the line?
I mean, I'll be slow, but I'll get it done. Yeah.
And for one guy, he signed up for the 10K, but I really don't know how this happens. Somehow he continued to run and ended up completing the half marathon. And not only did he complete it, he ended up winning the half marathon in 63 minutes he ran it.
63?
Mm-hmm.
That's like Olympic pace.
Elite.
That's literally, that's so quick.
It's like, but how did you sign up for 10
minutes
and then continue? I know. It's so fast.
It blows my mind.
And I'm going to continue to blow your mind,
yeah,
Josh, because
right.
I've looked into marathons. Turns out that a 100-year-old person has run a marathon.
No, they haven't.
They have. Marathon runner. Was born in 1911 and he ran in the 2011 Toronto Waterfront Marathon in the time of 8 hours and 11 minutes.
That's insane. That's a walk. Yeah, he walked the marathon.
He's 100, Josh.
Still, I get it, but he walked the marathon. Good on him.
So marathons, they make you shorter?
They make you shorter?
Yeah. You could be half an inch shorter after a marathon as the discs in your back actually leak water and become shorter.
Around
50,000 steps. But don't worry, it's only temporary, so you do grow again.
Okay. Jeez, that's still not good for your body, is it?
Oh, gosh, going short and tall. And then this one's just bonkers.
Yeah.
A Chilean miner trained while trapped underground for a marathon. So his first at the marathon, he was trapped in the 2010 Chilean mine accident. He was trapped for over 2 months.
So he's a survivor, yeah.
Mm-hmm. With 33 other miners and spent his time running 6 miles a day. And then he completed the New York Marathon less than a month after being rescued from the mine.
Wow. Imagine that.
What are we doing?
He would have been like, fresh air. How good is this? This is easy.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Who am I?
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 Ooh, Josh, I'm excited today because it's a great category that we're playing.
Yeah, right, okay.
It is... groups, music groups, bands.
Yep.
And that's because an Aussie who was part of a group back in the day has released new music solo.
That's right. Not just any group. It was Bardot.
That's it. The biggest group of all.
Sophie Monk, hey?
She's released a single named Nice to Meet You.
Very old school,
yeah.
Isn't it? Very like cigar lounge.
She's wearing a red dress, sort of...
Obviously, that's what she's going for.
Roger...
Rabbit.
Yeah. I don't mind it. It's different.
It's different.
Great timing for her hosting Love Island.
That's coming out soon. Good on her. Good
Very
voice,
good
by the way.
Yeah, well, that's how she became someone to start with.
That's right.
The group. So that's why today, Josh, I've got 10 groups, bands, and you just have to tell me who they are.
Okay, that sounds fun.
And I reckon we've got this. I reckon we do.
Okay.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, well, not too bad because we've won already.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I can do at least, I don't want to get any wrong.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think you will.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Minute on the clock. Got to get through 10 together.
Yep.
3, 2, 1, let's go.
Big group from back in the day released new music recently that we spoke about on the show.
Oh, pass.
Biggest boy group in modern time.
Oh, One Direction.
Correct. Barbie Girl.
ABBA. No.
But that's your first one. Aqua. That's your first one. So you've, yes.
Yeah, Aqua. Yeah.
They wear school uniforms.
Oh, AC/DC.
Yes. Not the king. It's the... It's...
Queen.
Yes. The TikTok with cranberry juice was that song. There's, we're playing a remix of their song at the moment.
I know Stevie Nicks, but what's the band called? Oh.
Dreams.
I know. Pass.
That's all right. Girls won Britain X Factor.
Girls. Little Mix.
Yes. Brothers had a falling out. Two famous brothers.
Oasis.
Yes. Kylie Minogue dated the lead singer.
INXS.
Yes. Nicole Richie and Cameron Diaz.
Charlie's Angels.
They're married to...
The Madden Brothers.
Yes. Well, do you know what? They go by that these days.
That's
so
true. That's true.
So,
what was the what's the other one?
You missed. You're gonna kick yourself. So Good Charlotte was what we're looking for.
Good
for
Charlotte.
The Madden Brothers.
Yeah.
But Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, I knew it. I was just...
You did. That hurts.
Stevie Nicks.
We're playing Dreams, the remix.
I know what we're doing, Heavy. All right.
It's
Heavy
okay.
And Josh and K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
There's a thread on Reddit at the moment.
Yep.
And it's all about the creepiest objects that are in museums all around the world.
Yeah, right, okay.
I tell you what, there's some stuff there that... No, thank you. There's a cursed children's toy, which is this little... It looks like a lamb, but on wheels.
But how do they know it's cursed?
Well, the staff at the museum called it Wheelie because they say that it moves on its own. So they apparently put it somewhere, and then when they return, it's
that.
Another place, which is just not for me at all.
No way.
But then there is, which I just find odd, because I get the creepy part of it.
Yeah.
A human finger bone, which is on display at a museum in Germany.
Oh, that's rancid.
Now, according to the curator, this bone was carried around by a gambler way, way, way back in the day.
Yeah.
As a good luck charm.
A bone.
Someone's finger in their pocket.
That's different. I mean, I've heard about, you know, special underwear or
something. Horseshoes.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Not a human bone.
No.
Kind of odd.
Geez, that's creepy in itself,
it's
isn't it?
It's just weird. And then it
imagine carrying that in your pocket.
Mm. Oh, before you roll the dice, let me just pull my finger out. What, your 11th? Like, so weird.
That's weird.
And then if you look around the world, they're not the only weird good luck charms. If we go way back to when the Vikings were around, they believe that oak trees were associated with Thor. Because of their strength.
Yeah.
And then because acorns grow off it. They believe that Thor couldn't get rid of them. So their good luck charm are acorns.
Oh, okay.
Which is a smart one.
That's all right.
It's quite
better
interesting.
Than a finger,
In the 18th century, the Brits, and some people still do this today, which I find so weird, is newlyweds, they have a chimney sweep person shake their hand. After their ceremony. So you know when you walk out, you're thinking, this is my best time of my life. Chucking confetti.
Yeah, woo!
Then at the end is just a guy covered
in
soot, shaking your hand saying, good luck, mate. It's just stupid.
What's he doing? Where do you get a chimney sweep from?
These days.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
And Herbie decided last week that we wanted to get a big thing here in Geelong. It's been a long process, actually, to get to where we are right now.
Because originally we were just shocked that we didn't have one.
Mm.
We've gone, hang on a second, everyone has a big thing. It's a big list.
Yeah, that's right.
The big thing list. And we wanted to be part of that because it's going to help boost tourism, the economy.
That's right.
It's going to bring people to Geelong.
So we narrowed it down to four things. We asked for your suggestions online. There was the surfboard.
There was a big Hills Hoist.
Hills Hoist, which no one at work liked, by the way.
You and I did, but
I loved it. I think imagine playing Goon of Fortune on that
thing. It'd be so much fun.
A big Billy Brownless. We actually had a chat to him.
Yeah, he wasn't about that. He said we could get something better and bigger.
That's right.
And he wanted something quite local.
That's right. And so we can say that thanks to Dan in Geelong, we're going with this suggestion of a big ute.
I reckon it'd be pretty cool to have a big, massive sculpture of the 1930 Ford, the Ford ute that was built out in North Geelong at the plant.
Absolutely brilliant. Love
amazing
that.
Amazing idea. everyone's been getting around it on the socials because it is so local. It was made here.
And that's why we're getting behind it here as well with this.
Geelong's Big Thing.
Big Mac Truck.
Sign the petition now. krock.com.au.
That's right. We have just launched a petition to get a big thing here in Geelong. Look, if you're bored and you've got a couple of minutes,
All you need to do is sign your name. It is so simple. You can go to krock.com.au. You can go to Facebook or Instagram because we did speak to Councillor Kylie Grisbeck yesterday.
That's right, and she told us how many signatures we need.
From what we need, so I reckon 1,000. You can launch the petition at council. I can help you with that, and then we can get the ball rolling pretty quickly.
So we'd love to get it in before the end of September because that's where the next council meeting is.
We've got to work with them, you know.
That's right.
We need them on our side.
Yeah, 100%. And because that Melbourne radio show that's also launching a...
Christian O'Connell.
I know. You know, mate, you're a millionaire. Just give us a break.
Yeah.
Give the people of Geelong a chop out. You know,
you don't need anything down there. No, we need it here in Geelong. So 1,000 signatures. I reckon we can do this, Josh, because I don't know if you recall, not too long ago, we did have a petition to ban some wind chimes.
And they got a few, didn't
they? We got 100. So if we can do that for wind chimes, this is something which will mean so much to many people.
Where's it going
to
go?
Oh, I reckon you got to put it... Oh, that's another question, but like near Ford.
And how big is it?
Big. We're not going small. We're going big.
krock.com.au. Please sign the petition now. It's going to be awesome.
Bring it on.
It is Herbie and Josh driving you home. Good afternoon, Geelong and the Surf Coast. Home of the Big Ute.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On KROQ 955.
Yeah, nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah.
All right, Herbie, let's see what you're thinking today. Yeah, nah for no, nah, yeah for yes. Ooh. Things that have happened in the news, et cetera, et cetera.
This could be interesting.
Could be. Let's kick off with this one. Riding a bike.
Yeah, nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. I really want to get a new bike. I used to have one.
Yeah.
Got stolen. So,
oh,
really? Yeah.
Oh, that's devastating.
Cut the bike chain and everything, you know. You try to do the right thing.
Yeah.
But
did you have one of those cheap bike chains?
No.
Everyone had them. You remember that?
Yeah. No, I had a, it was an okay bike because I did the great big bike ride in school. So I had to get one with.
Oh, good.
Good little pedals and all the shebang.
So, you know how normally during swooping season you'll see a cyclist and they've got
the prongs.
Yeah, from their helmet. So,
is it like cable ties?
Correct.
Yeah.
So now they're trying out a bit of silver tape from a hardware store that's sort of like that hologram tape.
Okay.
Yeah, and apparently that's been working. They're doing it as a trial at the moment in Brisbane to see if it stops birds swooping.
Is it like a flag or just more taped on the helmet?
Just tape. So it's like a holographic tape. It literally just reflects. And so maybe when they're swooping for the sun, the angle might, you know, sort of...
Have you been swooped before?
Yeah, but not badly.
Okay.
Not badly. Yeah. All right.
But
I want
you.
No, they're like, oh, he's no good. hyperbaric therapy.
Yeah, nah. Or? Nah, yeah.
So the
chamber. Yeah. I've been in one.
Have you?
Yeah.
What was it like?
It was great. It, honestly, if you had the money for one and could utilize it all the time, it really is great.
Beneficial,
enhances rehab because I did my knee back in the day. And so
so you said that tube.
It helps, in your oxygen.
That's
breathing.
That's right. So they reckon this is a great thing for, you know, how divers can sometimes get the bends because they get so much nitrogen in their bloodstream and they come up too quickly and they don't decompress enough or whatever it might be. But also for Alzheimer's and stuff.
Really?
Which is also great news.
That is amazing.
Obviously, still early days, but, you know.
And they are expensive. Yeah.
That's right.
If you're on your own, definitely.
90-minute sessions, 5 days a week for 3 months, they said they found... But that's obviously expensive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Being fat but fit.
Yeah, nah. Or? Nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah, because I would say that I'm not your six-pack body, but I'm very fit. Work out every day, get my steps.
Well, I wouldn't say you're fat.
Well, it depends. Like, you're going off BMI.
You called me fat today, but
I did not. I did not.
You said, yeah, you're fat. You're fit.
What do you think?
I think I'm
Are you right. happy to be fat and fit?
I want to be fit.
But you are fit.
I don't
fit.
Want the fat part, which is what you said. You go, you're fat.
Because you're complaining at the moment that you don't have your six-pack that you did back in the day.
Yeah,
mate,
you're
old, okay? The metabolism doesn't work like it used to.
Oh, fair enough. So they're saying that because obviously there's been a huge push on health, but obesity still continues to trend up.
Okay.
So one of the things, though, is that they're saying –
hey, if you're not at least being fit is still a great thing to do to increase your
That's
life expectancy.
Get your steps.
Because we know how rigged it is. There's so much good food. There's carrot milk. Then they've got caramel ice
cream.
I know. Like, what are you supposed to do?
They're bringing out all the goodies.
Yeah.
You have to say yes.
Yeah.
That's moderation.
What, yeah, exactly. Is that okay. Why you're looking at it?
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Debbie, this is brilliant. All this week, your chance to win a footy box from Routley's. That's got like six donuts,
yum,
party pies, sausage
please,
rolls, mini cakes, you name it. It's in there. Fancy Routley's pie for the footy finals. Of course you do.
Such a good deal.
So your chance to get involved right now, 52232955. What unusual place did you give birth, or where was the birth of the child?
Because normally you just expect it to be at a hospital, or if you have planned for that, home birth.
Yeah, it's organised,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's the setting.
So one lady didn't quite make it to the hospital, unfortunately, Herbie. The baby is safe, which is great news, but because I know that we got there early. We were ready to go. I think
you're
first
excited.
Child, yeah. So this is their second
too
child.
Too organised in a way.
Yeah.
Because you're overcautious.
We did practice runs. anyway, this lady was like, it was their second child. So they're like, okay, I think I'm ready to go. So
yep.
Husband's driving the car. Other child's in there. Mum's in labour. Mum had the baby in the car.
No.
Absolutely. In the back
in the
seat
car.
Of the car.
Oh. Wait,
on her way.
You said there's another kid
there's
in there.
There's another kid in the car
going?
As well. So the dad's trying to like protect the other kid from getting anything on them, which is brilliant.
Oh,
and
my.
Then,
the poor mum. Oh, my.
Three pushes, the thing was out.
But still imagine the stress you're going
through.
You
would be stressed, wouldn't you?
Everything you've planned for.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
It's just not gone. It's just not happened.
Very nonchalant, though, because obviously she's held on all day. She's like, okay, we can get there. We're right. She seems calm.
Calm, cool, collected.
Hey, 52232955. Where was the unusual place that you gave birth? Everyone that calls in for a chance to win a Routley's pie pack, which
in
is
the car?
Awesome.
Was it in the car?
Yeah, it's Evie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955. Asking the question, 52232955. Where was the unusual place that you gave birth, Herbs?
It stresses me out because, look, I haven't had kids yet, but you like to think when you do go to have a child that it is all planned. So for something to be thrown out of whack like that, no, sorry.
Because the lady's had it in the back of her car on the way to the hospital, couldn't get there. Three pushes it took and then...
But also, she's got another kid in the car.
That's right.
Because I couldn't find a babysitter.
The family
in time.
Affair.
it's just a lot going on.
Sure.
Janine's gotten involved at our Facebook page. She said, my daughter had her daughter on the kitchen floor delivered by her partner, helped by me.
There you go.
What an experience. It was amazing.
Oh, the kitchen
floor.
I feel
like it's a lot for me.
That's a good story, though, for sure. Brittany in East Geelong, it wasn't you, it was your sister. What happened?
Hey, guys, how are you? Yeah, so my sister, she was going into labour and she was absolutely starving. And she told her husband that... you know, I want to go to McDonald's. I want to get a feed before the baby comes. And she ordered a big feed and asked for it to be freshly made. And they took too long and she started having contractions and could feel the baby's head and she was out. So she said, see you later to the burger. And she was at the hospital.
An extra special McDelivery.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
But this is pretty cool. You always think about winning a great prize, don't you? And, you know, whenever there's a competition, you hope you win it.
Oh, it's like back in the day, like the Mars bars, one in four wins instantly.
Oh,
and there could be a car up for grabs or some money.
In, the amount of free bars you got. Oh, delightful.
Yes,
I always think when I get a scam call, it's someone calling me for a competition I didn't win. Or I didn't know that I entered. Like, you know, I'm like, yes, is this a lotto?
No, it's just a scam.
Just a
yet
scam.
Again.
Absolutely.
So you would fall for a scam.
A lady has won a lifetime or a year supply of McDonald's, right? And I get the cool thing about it was, so it's like the Monopoly. And then one of it turned out to be a gold one, which, you know, they had 1,000 of these things where you get it for a year. The prize, though, I mean, it's pretty good. Like, obviously, once a week you get a medium meal.
Once a week?
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably good for
52,
for your health.
52, that's, you know, that's 52 meals. That's pretty good when
you
think about it.
Can you order two in a row? Like, can I get next week's now? You know,
that would
take
be good. I like that. So would it just be 50? Can I just get 52 meals?
I just want 52 right now. 52 cheeseburgers.
Have a birthday party.
Cheap,
that's not a bad idea.
So, yeah, if you could do that. But to me, if you're winning a year supply, 52 ain't a year supply.
Yeah. So other people have shared their sort of things that they've won.
over the journey. One person won a lifetime supply of Mars bars. And this is legit because for the first 6 months, he said he got a box of 30 delivered every day.
Oh, no.
Then it became...
Oh, that's dangerous. That is so dangerous.
You're putting them away pretty quick, especially if you've gone home from a night out. You think you've got a bit of a chocolate craving.
A bit. Where would you keep them all?
Don't know.
You'd be going through that many Mars bars.
You'd be smashing them. And then every 3 months now, he gets a delivery of 75 or so.
Far out.
And he just
Brussels
gives them
sprouts
to his local food bank, which is, I think he's done with them.
See, I think he's you just, would be put off Mars bars for life.
Guy won lifetime supply of cereal. Which is
what cereal?
It's an American one, so it's Apple Jacks.
Oh, okay. I think it is a bit of a sugary one, similar to your
Fruity
Loops.
But how much you sort of stop eating cereal at a certain point?
Well, we have said there's not many adults punching a bowl of Fruit Loops when they wake up.
No, you'd hope not. You know, have an
it's
egg.
A treat.
but what would you if you could? What would you rather have?
A year supply?
Let's go a year supply.
We've just put a thought into my head, and I would I would love a year supply of eggs.
Yeah, right.
Like, I love googly eggs. Give me boiled, scrambled. Yeah. Oh, all of them.
Would you poached. Want, so how many, would that just be a carton a week?
I'd want at least 48 a week.
48 eggs a week? Are you kidding me?
Why not? If I want a year supply, I don't want two.
How many eggs can you eat a day?
I could punch six more.
That's all you're eating. You'd be sick of it. What happened to the salmon that you were eating every day?
Yeah, but that's not eggs. No. Salmon isn't as versatile as eggs.
No, there's no way you could get through.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.